now.
Preview.
Episode 81. Pretty good weekend. We won the series against the Braves.
I got to tell you something. I was really happy with how we played, and I watched all the games.
Yeah,
we did. Did you end up going to any of the
games? I did. I went there yesterday.
I saw you yesterday giving out the prize at the.
Biscayne. Yeah, Rebel Cracker.
Very nice. Very happy.
Kara. Yeah, Rebel Cracker 13 on the Instagram.
Rebel Cracker 13.
Yeah.
Cleaned up. I love that.
Cleaned up. Yeah. So
I
she won a 6-pack of Marlins Lager from Biscayne Bay Brewing and a hat.
And a killer hat.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so we're going to do that again. We're going to do that every week, I think. I'll meet him at the park.
I didn't get to go to any games because you bailed on me on Salute and Serve.
Right.
So I didn't get my free, piggyback
ticket. I thought you had like 100 other like Air Force guys that you knew.
No, I was going to go with a buddy of mine. He couldn't get up. His AC broke in the keys. Long story short, I didn't get to go to any of the games, but I watched everything. Friday night, I was working in my office. I watched that game.
That was a nail biter.
But it was just great baseball.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Yimmy came through big time.
And then Saturday
again, another tight one.
What a great win.
Yeah.
And then watching yesterday's game, I kind of listened a little bit on the radio. All the games, I was kind of like going back and forth between TV and then radio. I had to go do stuff.
Yeah.
And yesterday's game, even the fight back, was it bottom of the eighth? You know, we score a couple runs. It's like, I don't know, man. I felt good about.
They started the rally a little bit too late. A little bit too late for sure. But look, Duvall looked great. Marte obviously looked good. Aguilar is looking like he's back on track. But now we got a pretty strange road trip right now because St. Louis just got swept by the Cubs at Wrigley.
They're
1-9 in their last 10. But now they're back home and they could be
and they need to reset.
They could be problematic. And tonight it's Braxton Garrett against Adam Wainwright. So
you know, the cards where we were where we were starting this homestand. It's
right.
Like, boys, like what's the season gonna look like? Are we just gonna fold?
So
are we gonna fight like cornered rats?
Angry animal in the cage.
Those cards are gonna fight
brutal.
Like cornered rats.
Yeah.
They got to
be good
the season around.
Yeah, it's not gonna be good. I mean the Cubs and the Brewers and the Reds, right? They own that division. I don't think anybody else, Pirates or the Cardinals, are gonna be able to compete. And I love the Cubs. So, I mean, I worked for the Cubs for a number of years at Wrigley in ticket VIP services and ticket sales and things like that. And so I was at the ballpark every day for like 3 years. So you just get you fall in love with them. The difference between the Cubs is, did you see yesterday how it was full capacity at Wrigley?
Yeah.
There wasn't an empty seat in there.
Yeah. It's
and they've been dying to get in. I mean, I bet you that ticket was a hot ticket.
And so I want to go back to the Bahamian night. It was cool to see everything. And I got to tell you, Jazz with that slide at home.
Yeah.
Like spread eagle, like snow angel.
Yeah.
Full speed, fingertips on the edge of the plate. The tag coming in, a good throw, a little off.
Yeah.
The catcher did exactly what he had to do, couldn't reach him. I was like, man, that is the most exciting player in baseball
period, man. And the guy, look, I was kind of disappointed that he didn't do the Bahamian hair, though. He did have the the little wrap on top with the flag, but he didn't do the colors, so I'm not sure he's really a true Bahamian.
It was awesome.
Really good to talk to the minister, Minister Lewis. Really, really.
Oh man, how impressive is that guy?
Yeah, great interview. And then we also had Sunless in here, who is a guy that promotes everything Bahamas, in Miami and around
the
states.
I think
too.
The thing about Sunless is that effort in the Bahamas, the Miami, keeping that Miami Bahamian connection alive, taking our blessings, giving them back. I mean, we didn't really talk too much the other day about unbelievable. What happened? That hurricane was so bad, just sat on top of there. And getting the help and getting stuff over. And Sunless is just like a tireless advocate for making that aid happen.
Yeah.
Getting the stuff over to them. So it was great spending time with Sunless. And I got to tell you something. It was funny being around both those guys. I love Sunless. I love
He's cool.
his he just brings a positive attitude. It's funny, you know, it's like, it's funny. We talk about, like, to me, Sunless is a little bit like, Aguilar at first base.
Yeah.
You just show up at work, you're a little down, it's, you know, and it's like you can't help but like, let's go, brother. I mean, Sunless, I don't know if you noticed him yesterday, like he dresses so nice, he looks sharp,
he is dapper,
he's ready to kick ass. He's like dapper. We're here, like we can be here and mess around, be here and like make some things happen, brother.
Listen, he came all the way here just to see the prime minister on the show and the guy from the Marlins, but he wasn't even planning on being on the show.
Yeah,
no, and I was like, dude, we got another chair, we got another microphone.
And you look so pretty.
Camera, you're dressed up, dude. Yeah, you got your church clothes on. You might as well get on here and talk for a minute, right?
But yeah, shout out to Sunless, man.
What a great guy.
Thanks for making that happen.
I'm so glad that was a success. The whole thing was a big success. And he sent me an article about it.
Yeah, it was in the Miami Herald. That was the end of the whole thing was the article had a funny take too. It was like, of course we did a Bahamian night. Like it was a Yeah, it was cool. It was a cool, it was a little bit like a tongue in cheek, like, oh hell yeah, we're gonna celebrate the Bahamas. We all love the Bahamas.
Right. And it's only what? How far is it from here? Like 25 minutes on the little puddle jumper?
Yeah, 55 miles to the Bimini.
Yeah. So three game series against the Cardinals. That was kind of a scare where Rodgers went on the DL, negative reaction to a COVID test, but I did read later on that he's supposed to be starting tomorrow. So he's good. We still got a ton of guys hurt. Looking forward to getting some of those guys back. I think Miguel Rojas this week is a likely possibility. I guarantee he's on that trip and it will make an appearance, whether it be in St. Louis. And then they got a day off on Thursday. And then, oh, dang, Wrigley against the hot Cubs team. That's going to be
Cubs that are white hot right now.
Super hot. Super hot. And I'm super excited for Grandpa Rossi, who's now managing that team. David Ross, former catcher and World Series champion.
Your history with those Cubs, you know, having worked there, it's like that. The Cubs are interesting. It's like the Yankees, like when they're playing well, like it's like,
yeah,
everything starts going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the there's something about when those teams are hot, they're super white hot. Like everything just starts working.
Yeah. And they've got a ton of big name guys on those teams. Rizzo, Bryant, Baez. I mean, they've got a ton of really, you know, marquee players on that team. And if a couple of them get hot, I mean, the rest of the team falls. You'll get the guys like Hap. You'll get the guys, you know.
It's like a positive feedback loop.
Yeah.
Once those guys. It's like what we're seeing with the Mets, man. The Mets, you know, when the guys start playing, it starts. When things go bad, everyone's pointing fingers. And then when things go good, it's like those cities, Chicago and New York, when things are bad, they're real bad. And everyone's upset. And when things are going good, it's like the flip side of that. Like everyone's on fire. Everyone's on board. They're packing the seats. There's no better seat in town than to be at Wrigley to watch that.
They listen, even if they're losing, that stadium is going to be packed no matter what, because it is. It's an event. It's not even forget about the fact that there's a baseball game going on. It's summertime in Chicago.
And I got to tell you, it's
people have been waiting to go outside.
I was at a church. I was at a church dinner with a guy, a lawyer here in town, who had gone to University of Chicago for law school.
Mm-hmm.
And I've spent a lot of time in Chicago and a lot of time in Chicago in the summer. And I always, whenever I'd come home from Chicago, like I'd be going to play golf at like 8 o'clock at night. You know, you're teeing off at 8, you know, and it was so funny because I'd come home and my wife would be like, tell me we're not moving to Chicago.
Oh, you know,
it's the most wonderful place in the summer. And it was funny listening to him, you know, and he'd lived through the brutal winters and he's like, oh, my God, Chicago in the summer is
best ever. Best ever. And everybody's coming out wearing their, you know, their summer dresses. And it's kind of like a debutante ball of Chicago, to be honest, and all the bars in Wrigleyville, and this weekend they were against the hated Cardinals. If you know anything about Cubs baseball, that's our most hated rival of all time. Brewers a close second. But
they kind of own the Brewers.
Yeah.
They beat up the Brewers. Brewers like the little brother, where the Cards.
Yeah, they've been pounding
the Cubs.
pounding on them for a while. Yeah, for a long time now. So yeah, I guarantee. So they wore their City Connect uniforms this weekend, which were the Navy. I love them. Which were the Navy Wrigleyville on the chest. The hat had a baby blue bill with a blue top, and then the C with the star. And then they had some references to the Chicago flag, City of Chicago flag. Yep. pretty cool
uniforms. I thought they were cool looking.
Yeah,
I'm not a Chicago guy. I was curious to see what the reaction was in Chicago because
I saw a lot of people had the shirts on in the stands.
No, it's funny because
and the hats.
I love the City Connect. I'm not like a jersey guy. Like I always find it weird, like in college football when they announce what people are wearing. Like I kind of have this attitude, like I don't care what we wear,
right? You know? Right.
But the City Connect has been really has resonated. And I think it's funny because it's got off to a bad start. I thought that those Boston uniforms were terrible.
No, but I like the reason Boston, behind it.
No, people in Boston got it, but it just like the colors. I hated the thing with the colors. But anyways, Miami hit, and you talk about 100 out of 100. I mean, I went online. My wife wanted the red that says Miami baseball in Spanish, baseball. And, you know, like – those hats, like, and those uniforms, the uniform, the real uniform, like you said, they're on eBay. They're auctioning for like $500. People are, that's a red hot item.
I love it. And look, if you go to the ballpark now, that's the marquee thing that they're showing, like at Fanatic store or any of the memorabilia stores or, you know, swag shops there. They're all the key product that they're focusing on is that red stuff. But they did have the cool, I got the Father's Day. Yesterday, the Father's Day was with the baby blue, no red special hat from the Marlins. Pretty cool. So three games, day off, and then Cubs. And then back home, we got another day off, and then we got Toronto, who is also on fire.
Right? And beat our butts.
No, we owe them. We owe them big time. But no, Toronto, forget about it. They're hot. They're hot. And you got the Bichette, you got the three guys, Biggio, whose dad was a great player, Guerrero, whose father was an amazing Hall of Famer, and then obviously Dante
Bichette. I was thinking, I don't have the stats, and this is like the homework we should be doing, but like, is there more of a murderer's row right now than that Toronto that
hit? I can't think of any.
Hit the meat of that lineup.
I can't think of any, unless you talk about long. Tatis, Machado, or something like that. But
those are guys. They will take advantage of your mistakes.
Right. Who also we are going to see. San Diego is going to be here. So we'll get to see Machado and Tatis and Snell and the rest of those guys who are playing really good ball. We got the Dodgers here as part of another 4-game series against them.
Yep.
It doesn't get any easier. It doesn't get any easier. We need to pick up some wins when we can. I think, look, if we do any better than we did, the last road trip was a disaster. We need, this time we got to figure out a way to look. You split. I don't care. Just split on the road.
Yep.
Come back. It's 2-3 game sets. Just win three, and I'm okay.
Yep.
I'm okay with it. And I don't care who you win them against, either one of those teams. But let's just come back home, and then we can win series at home.
I feel a little bit better because we jumped all over those Braves.
Yeah.
Every game except for Sunday, but like we got in our pitching on Sunday.
Pablo, I don't know what was wrong with him.
I don't know. I don't know that he did anything wrong. It's just I think the frustrated Braves team just jumped on his butt.
Yeah,
The point is, if we, I love that attitude. I'd like to see the percentage on games where we score in the first inning.
Mm-hmm.
How many do we win?
A lot. And nobody scores more runs than us in the league when we win two outs.
Yeah.
And only I think we're the fourth in batting average in the league with two outs. So that seems to be where our magic happens is two out lightning. And I mean, I love that. Yeah. I love that.
I thought about that.
It'll make your hair gray and make you lose years on your life watching those games, but it's fun.
I loved watching.
It's fun.
I was thinking about, as a baseball player, you got Jazz on second with that sack fly and, thinking to yourself, like, you're that outfield and here comes this lazy fly ball.
Yeah, you better get it.
Like, here we go. Like, I got to gun this throw. That guy is
ready to fly.
Like a flash.
Yeah.
He beat the throw.
Yep. Awesome. Awesome. So we're going to do usually Monday. Well, Monday's mashup Monday. We're going to do it. We're going to do it at the end of this show, Madam G, and she's got, I'm gonna make sure,
thanks Madam G,
next time we're gonna have her logo and a way we can contact her for if you wanted her to do a DJ for a party or whatever. And she does all kinds of cool things, but she's an incredible mashup artist, and she's made a couple of them. This is going to be not the one that she actually made for this particular show, but this is the first one she sent me, so I'm going to try to do them in order.
Awesome.
And we'll just keep them rolling. I know she's got a really awesome one with Metallica and Chris Cornell that's, and we'll do next week. So
awesome. Thank you, everybody.
All right. Episode 81 is in the books. Let's flip the M tonight in St. Louis. Go Fish. Here's Madam G for you.
3, 2, 1. Oh, awesome.